Alright, hello. I am a scout from Troop 386. Today is October 10th, 2015, and we are at the Statesman in Oklahoma City for an Eagle project to help seniors document a few stories of growing up in their life. I am speaking with Janae Adams from Oklahoma City. So, Ms. Adams, tell me about where you grew up and what your childhood was like.
Well, I grew up at 2041 Northwest 21st Street, Oklahoma City. I went to Gatewood School. Then I went to Taft Junior High. And then I went to Classen and graduated from Classen High School.
That's nice.
And then I went to California. And I spent 2 years there in a school that was called Mills College. Then I went back down to OU and graduated from Oklahoma University.
That's cool. So, what was it like growing up that way? What was it like to graduate from all those different schools?
Oh, it was wonderful. We had a wonderful time.
That's great.
My early time, we had a lot of kids on that street for a block. Boys and girls, and we had more fun playing punch the ice box. You know what that is?
No, please explain what it was like.
Well, somebody's it. Mm-hmm. And they hide, and usually up against a tree, we just did like this. And then everybody else goes and hides, and you try to find them. Then you try to beat them back to that spot on the tree and punch the ice box. If you punch it, then they're in. They have to stay there as a captive.
Sounds like a pretty fun game.
Yeah.
It does.
It is.
It's kind of like hide and seek, but then at the same time, it's like tag.
Yeah.
Except you punch an ice box.
And then it's like racing. So it's like all three different games all put into one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so and your fellow people that are trying to hide, their job also is to, if I get caught, then their job is to come and punch that icebox so that I can get out and get away also and hide again.
Sounds like Capture the Flag, where you would, if you tag them, they'd be it, but then someone can go tag them and free them.
It's like
six different games all put in one, and it sounds like a lot of fun.
It is.
So what was your best childhood memory, or your happiest? What was the most...
Oh my gosh.
What was the best about it?
What was like the best thing about your childhood when you were growing up in all those different schools? Like maybe what was your best memory, or what was your favorite thing you did at school or something like that?
Oh, when I was at in grade school, and I was in the sixth grade, and that happened to be one of the big celebrations of 89ers Day.
Hmm.
You know what that is?
It sounds familiar, but...
I think so.
That's the time when the territory of Oklahoma was open, and everybody had their
wagons and everything.
They had their wagons and so forth.
They were all rushing out to
get rushing them. The flag went down, and boy, they started going through Oklahoma and claiming land.
The land drum.
There's multiple different names for it. I just knew that sounded familiar. I've heard that from somewhere.
All right. So, we used to like to play that.
Oh, I remember so many schools do that. I was in elementary, and I used to go to all my schools. They did something
Where'd you go?
I went to Northern Hills, and...
Okay.
And he went...
I have moved to multiple different states. Uh-huh. I was born in Stillwater, and I moved to multiple other states.
Uh-huh.
And I came, because my dad was in the Navy, but then we finally came back here.
Okay.
And what I did is, first, I went to a school named Carnegie, and I was there for third grade and fourth grade.
Oh, yeah, I know where Carnegie is.
It's in Tulsa. It's a very nice school. And then my dad had to move, because his job was up in Oklahoma City.
And then he...
It was too far of a drive for him to go every day.
He moved here.
So I moved to Edmond, and I went to
Northern Hills for 5th grade.
Yeah.
And then after that, we were very good
on
friends.
On Information Day, I was actually the first
person I met that actually became my friend from Edmond. So he was the first person.
Apparently, I was the first person that actually introduced myself to him.
Yeah.
Isn't that nice?
So we've been friends ever since the beginning of 5th grade.
Ever since before 5th grade even started. Now we went to middle school, same middle school. We're different.
Mm-hmm. Sequoia Middle School.
Sequoia Middle School.
I know of that.
We're different.
It's a very nice community.
Yes, it's very.
Great teachers.
Great teachers. We're in different, what are they called? We're in, different things or whatever. They're like
schedules.
Schedules.
You move from.
Yeah,
group.
We're in two different
That's
groups.
Like junior high.
Yeah, we're in two different groups and we move around from school to school. Mm-hmm. I mean, not school, but, classroom to classroom. Mm-hmm. And we're in a couple. We're in PE together. Mm-hmm. So that's nice. We get to see each other then. We just see each other in the hallways.
Well, we didn't get to do that till we were in the 7th grade.
The 7th grade.
Until
she got to move
eight
around.
And because 9. Moving around different classrooms.
Because for you, elementary went, grade school went all the way up to 6th grade, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And then middle school, junior high started.
That's right.
That's what I have as a grandpa.
Well, we didn't even have a middle school. It was elementary.
Elementary.
Junior high. And senior high.
Cool. All right. Which people most influenced your life personally? What are some examples of what they impacted? Who do you think influenced you? Who do you think you looked up whenever you were younger, looked up to, and how did they impact you? How
so
did
basically,
they
who is your role model?
Who is
you
your
were
role
young?
Model?
My
who
family.
Your family?
My mother and dad.
How did they impact you? What
and my grandparents. They lived across the street and down.
That's
so. After school, we lived only about 3 blocks from school, so we walked to school and back. And I'd always want to stop and knock on the door of my grandmother's house
to say hi every day.
Yes, because she always had a piece of angel food cake. and if in season, she had strawberries on it, and she had a little bit of, whipped cream.
Mm.
So we kind of liked that. My sister, too, when she's 2 years younger than I am, but we just had a lot of fun, and we'd stay there. And mother always knew that we were there, because that was just a ritual,
Yeah.
Walk from school and
say hello.
Stop at grandmother's, and then mother would call her and say, "Send the girls home."
So she'd know you'd be over there.
Oh yeah, definitely.
So how did they impact you? What did they do to help you, or what made you feel like they were your role models? What did make you feel that you really liked them? How did that affect you?
I think it just we were just very close and did a lot of things together. And my family was big in that on my dad's side, he had 2 brothers and a sister. My mother had a sister and a brother.
Very nice.
And they all lived in Oklahoma City.
Wow.
And so, and the... her brother had a boy, and he was about a year maybe older than I was. So my sister and I had a lot of fun playing with him.
Yeah.
And then on the other side, we had cousins, and they were quite a bit older than we were. So we kind of were the babies of that side.
Babies of that side, yeah.
And I remember one time we were having dinner and so forth at my one of our aunts and her family. And the boys, she had two boys, and we had dinner and everything. We went in the dining room, in the living room. We were all sitting around and talking and everything. But pretty soon the two boys came down. They had dates. And, oh, I was so jealous, but I was only 12 years old. We didn't date at 12 years old, but they were 16 and 15. So they were going to go get their girlfriends and go to a movie. And I really wanted to go, but I never got to.
That's funny.
That's just what happens when you're growing up.
I'm the oldest.
Are you the oldest?
Then I'm like, I'm really far apart from, I'm like, my closest sister, she is she's in fifth grade, and she is almost, she's 10, almost 11, and then I have much younger, so I have a gap between them.
Well, you're the captain.
Yeah, I help them.
Other than the parents, yes.
Yeah.
And how about you? Do you have brothers or sisters?
No, I am an only child.
Okay. My best friend was an only child.
I have to say, though, sometimes it is rather nice being an only child. Mm-hmm. It really is.
And
yeah, I can imagine, because you have to share when there's more.
Mm-hmm. What kind of jobs did you have in the past? How did you find your way to get these jobs?
Well, you'll love this. I'm a former teacher in the elementary grades. I taught 5th and 6th grade, basically. And then I went on to the curriculum portion of Oklahoma City Schools and helped to organize what you learn as curriculum. And help teachers, particularly new teachers, get settled in and getting their rooms ready and all of that, you know.
For when school started back up?
Huh?
For when school started back up?
Yes. Well, the new teachers always had someone that sort of stood by and came by to help them.
Like a supervisor.
Yes.
That's very cool.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then I went back to school and got my certification as a principal, elementary principal. So I was an elementary principal in the Oklahoma City Schools.
That's awesome. You just went up your teachers, like you just kept going up the chain of teachers pretty much.
Well, I taught all along because when you have a school, you're a teacher too.
Yeah.
Particularly if you have new teachers and you you want to supervise and support. So that was part of my job.
That's awesome.
I never stopped teaching. If I wasn't teaching kids, I was teaching teachers. I loved it.
When you were a child, did you have any pets?
Any what?
Any pets?
Like any dogs?
No, my family was not pet-oriented. Mm-hmm. We had some turtles for a while that we got at the state fair. That's about the closest to a pet.
So but, what were some important life lessons you learned, and how did you learn them? So what were some, like, let's say, like a moral, something you learned after, like, you did something wrong and someone told you about not to do that and explained why and stuff like that. What were some, like, lessons and how did you learn those?
Well, I don't know how I learned them, but I learned to put one foot forward and the other one forward and you could walk on and do what you wanted to do. Even if there was a place where you tripped, You just put one foot forward and the other one forward and go on.
It's a great life lesson.
And try to learn from what tripped you.
That's it.
And I'm still doing that. It isn't anything that was just there. And then you threw it away. But you have to pick yourself up and say, okay, I learned from that, I hope. I hope. And just go on.
Thank you very much for interviewing.
Well, you're welcome.